Sri Vishnu Sahasranama Vishvamurtir Maharmutrihi Deeptamurtim Mamurtiman Anekamurtir Avyakta Vishvamurtir Mahamurtihi Deeptamurtir Amurtiman Anekamurtir Avyakta Shatamurti Shatananaha. Name 722, Vishvamurti. 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 He who has the universe as his body. Parashara Bhatta explains this name to indicate that Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has the universe as his body, which is very much central to the Sri Vaishnava understanding of the whole ontology, the very nature of reality, of Bhagavan, Sharira Shariri Bhav. The whole material world is seen as, or everything that exists is seen as just like the body of the Supreme Lord, who is like the soul of everything. Madhvacharya doesn't like this at all. He doesn't like this. He states that Bhagavan is in a category completely different. He's not at all affected by the material elements or any such things. We in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we can entertain both ideas. That the Supreme Lord is completely different from the universe, and at the same time is within the universe, it comes from him, and in that sense can be considered part of him. Achintya Bheda Bheda. Completely different, well, not wholly, categorically, totally different. Otherwise there'd be no way to relate them. For two things to relate, there has to be something in common. Anyway, Parashara Bhatta, he quotes from Gita, Ahamatma Guna Kesha Sarva Bhuta Shayastitaha, that Krishna states himself to be the living, the Atma, the soul within all other souls, or existing within everything. Parashara Bhatta states in this regard that why the strong do not always conquer over the weak is because Bhagavan is sitting in the hearts of the weak, ensuring that dharma is preserved under all times, all circumstances, and all conditions. Of course, that doesn't mean that if you're good, that you'll always conquer over the wicked who are strong, because in this material world there's a time for everything. Just like now is Kali Yuga, in which strength goes to the wicked, the material strength tends to go to the wicked. So things are complex, but we should know that God is in control, being the one who is within the universe, who is the controller of the universe. V.V. Ramanujan says that how could the Kauravas, with a mighty army and with the greatest generals, Bhishma and Drona, to lead their troops, were nevertheless defeated by a smaller force headed by the Pandavas, because Krishna was with them. And Krishna oversees the whole universe, and his very meaning for coming within this universe is to see that the universe goes on in the way that he wants it. Shankaracharya, he gives a similar meaning to that of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, which Ramanuja is also Advaita Sampradaya. Shankaracharya's, generally the Shankara Sampradaya is known as the Advaita Sampradaya. But Ramanuja Sampradaya is also Vishishta Advaita. But Madhva completely rejects. No, Dvaita. And again, Gaurya Vaishnava is Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So Shankara states, Vishvam Murti Asya Sarvatma Katvam Iti Vishvam Murti. He who has the whole universe as his body or form, since he is the soul of all. Of course, how we can accept this. As Gaurya Vaishnavas, we can accept this statement. But how the Advaitins understand that the universe is the body of God, and how we understand it, is going to be very, very different, because they don't accept that ultimately the ultimate reality is the Murti. There is a name coming up in this verse, which we'll discuss, Krishna willing, a Murtiman, which the Advaitins, they latch onto that he is, they take it to mean that he has no form. Radha Krishna Shastra identifies the Vishvamurti with the Vishvarupa that Krishna showed who to Arjuna. First he showed to Duryodhana, before Arjuna. But Duryodhana couldn't recognize. And there are many instances of, well, not that many, it's not such a common thing, that he shows his universal form. To see and understand that Vishva Rupa, we're talking about it, but even Arjuna on seeing was quite bewildered. Duryodhana was bewildered in one way, because he just couldn't accept the greatness of Krishna. And Arjuna was bewildered because he had a hard time accepting the greatness of Krishna also. Duryodhana had a hard time accepting, he didn't accept the greatness of Krishna, because he was a demon and he didn't want to accept that Krishna is greater than me. And Arjuna had a hard time accepting the greatness because he thought also, well, Krishna is my friend. Duryodhana thought that Krishna can't be greater than me because I'm greater than everyone. And Arjuna thought, well, Krishna can't be greater than me because he's my friend. So out of envy, Duryodhana couldn't properly appreciate the universal form. And out of love, Arjuna couldn't. When Yashoda saw the whole universal form within the mouth of Krishna, she also, out of love, she saw, oh, she started speculating, oh, there's maybe this God or something like this, but then she just forgot it all because she's in a pact of love with Krishna. Now, here's a very nice meaning, that Krishna Datta Bharadvaj, he says that Vishva, Vish means to enter. So he gives the meaning of the name Vishvamurti to mean that his form is so attractive that it enters into the minds, the eyes, and the hearts of his devotees. So that's a very beautiful meaning. The next name we have coming up is Mahamurti. Maha, of course, means great. So we can say that it's a great form because it enters so deeply into it. Apart from the huge form, the form of Krishna, which appears to be like something like us. Krishna appears the same size as Arjuna, but as required, he takes a bigger form. So Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, but the impression that he made is still going on, and it's been going on ever since then. And we see the form of Krishna in art, the deities of Krishna, Krishna's form is described in so many songs, kirtans. So in this way, he's entered the hearts of his devotees. And the devotees they see Krishna. Devotees, they see Krishna. And whatever they see Krishna. As stated in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Stavara jangam deke na deke tar murti sarvatra hoy nija ishta deva svirti. The devotees, they see everything just like everyone sees everything. Some things are moving, some things are not moving. There are two basic categories of entities, the moving and the non-moving. But the devotees don't exactly just see the forms of everything as we ordinary conditioned souls do, but they see Krishna's presence in everything, everywhere. One name of Radharani is Krishna Mai, which means Krishna Mai, Krishna Ja, Bhitare Bahire, Jaha Jaha Netra Pare, Taha Krishna Sphure. It means that Krishna Mai means full of Krishna, because within everything, she sees Krishna. Outside of everything, she sees Krishna. She looks into our heart, she sees Krishna. She looks outside, she sees Krishna. Wherever her eyes fall, Krishna. There's manifestation of Krishna, full Krishna consciousness. To Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "You're Krishna!" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deflected that statement by saying, Prabhu kahe, Krishna toma garha prema hoy jaha netra pare taha shri Krishna shurai. Similar thing. Oh, you have such... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "You have such great love for Krishna that wherever your eyes fall, you see Krishna." So you're seeing me as Krishna. Well, you see everything as Krishna, but that wasn't exactly Sarvabhauma's meaning. Here's a similar statement from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the next verse after this, we'll quote a famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Panchabhuta jaiche bhute bhitore bahire bhaktagare svuriyami bhaire antare. The five material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, are existing inside and outside of every living being and of everything in this world. Similarly, I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, am manifest within the heart of it, the devotee, as well as outside his body. And then quoting from the Bhagavatam, this is Bhagavatam quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yatha mahanti bhutani bhuteshu chavacheshvano pravishtanya pravishtani tatateshu nateshvaham. As the material elements enter the bodies of all living beings and yet remain outside them all, I exist within all material creations and yet am not within them. So Vishwamurti, the universe, is Krishna. Well, in this sense it's being stated here, the universe really is Krishna. And devotees see Krishna everywhere because Krishna is everywhere. And devotees are blessed with the eyes to see that. Bhakta ama preme bandhi ache hridoy bhitare jahanetra paretaha dekaye amare. A highly elevated devotee can bind me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his heart by love. Wherever he looks, he sees me and nothing else. And what do we see? We see everything. We who are devoid of Krishna consciousness, we see everything, but we don't see Krishna. And that leads us to the next understanding of this name, of Vishwamurti, he who has Maya Shakti in the form of the universe. Now, this is a less common meaning of the word Murti, Sri Satyadeva Vashishta, who always finds less common meanings in the names of the Vishnu Sahasranama, he gives the meaning of Murti, Maya Rupa Mohika Shaktihi, from the root Murcha, to faint, to become senseless, senseless. So the name Vishwamurti, he gives various, in Sanskrit he gives it, which can be translated, he who has the form of the universe, he who is the Maya Shakti in the form of the universe. Shakti Shakti Matora Bhedaha. This universe is Maya. It's all, it's the external energy of Krishna. But in one sense it's Krishna, because Maya is a Shakti, the illusory potency, it's an energy of Krishna. So the energy and the energetic, they can't be separated. The sunlight is inseparable from the sun. So in one sense we can say the sunlight is the sun. So in the same way, this whole illusory display of the material world is Krishna, who is therefore the Vishwarupa, or he who can bind the universe with Maya. And we can understand that everything in this universe is a manifestation from the Supreme Lord. For us who are incarcerated in this material world, then the very meaning or understanding of God, from the beginning understanding of God, is the one who creates and the universe and causes it to run on. So if we're actually theists, we should see the hand of God in everything. His Shakti, his energy is at work. It's his energy that's at work. The illusory energy is running on. It's Krishna's energy. But we don't... We tend not to see that. We see our own form, or we misidentify this body as being me. But we don't see that Krishna is behind everything. So that's Krishna's Maya. The whole universe is a form of Krishna's Maya. Or a somewhat nuanced understanding of that, he who has a form, because after all, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Personality means form. We're talking about Vishwamurti, the very first name in the Vishnu Sahasranama is Vishva. He is the universe. And there are other meanings also. I discussed that right at the beginning of this series of talks. Now, this name is Vishwamurti. So there's some distinction there. Vishwamurti gives, it stresses on the point that Vishva, the universe, yes, he is the universe, but that doesn't mean he's dissipated. His form, should not be discounted. So his form can induce Maya in everything. And Baladev, in this regard, says, he can induce Maya in everything. Maya ultimately comes from Krishna. Baladev, not in this way, but he raises the question, or the question is inherent in Baladev's understanding of the same. Baladev Vidyabhushan. How come one single person, we're talking about a murti, so the impersonalists say, murti, form, person, in this case. So if he's a single person, how come he couldn't be subdued by many? When Krishna entered the court of the Kauravas, Duryodhana was there, Karna was there, Shakuni was there, and so many great fighters, how come he couldn't be subdued? So Bhishma speaks the next name, Vishwamurti. In other words, Baladev Vidyabhushan is going back to the previous name, Aparajita, who is not conquered by others. How come? How come he's not conquered? And then he links Vishwamurti, he whose form is everything. So his form is everything. So even Bhishma, Drona, what to speak of, all the gods, demigods, sub-god, sub-demigods, humans, demons, they're all within the body of Krishna, and Krishna controls everything. So there is no question of Krishna being controlled by them. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas charkipa sindhu vyaja. Patita anam parvanibhyo vaishnava.